Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com, the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And that says a lot, doesn't it? Get ready to take down two phone numbers. I'll give you a direct call-in number for the U.S. and another one for Canada in just a moment. You can call in any time during this uninterrupted hour. We have no advertising. It's just me and the world. We don't have a guest this evening again. I'm being selfish. I'm using August as being a tarot month. But I had hoped to have some folks that were into tarot and masters of tarot to join me and have had a cancellation or two. But that happens. We will have them on. But in the meantime, you have me. The direct call-in numbers for the U.S., 1-877-270-8714. And for Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Again, in the U.S., 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Call in any time. Seth will be answering the phones tonight, and he'll let me know that you're on the line. This is a great time to get free readings, folks. Free readings. That word, free. Free readings. Or call in and talk about anything. Ask some questions. Maybe we can get a good dialogue, a three or four or five-way dialogue going with someone. Call in if you would like to be interviewed on the show. Maybe not tonight, but we can plan ahead. Call in with a suggestion for a guest in the future. I'm open to anything leaning towards the metaphysical, but it certainly doesn't have to be strictly metaphysical. And especially if you know someone who's a fabulous reader, especially Tarot, since that's my weakness, so to speak. When Seth called me a few moments to come online, he's the producer for bbsradio.com. It's a neat website. You'll meet all kinds of interesting people on just the website. Check it out. My full schedule is on there, and everybody has their schedules up, so you can see what else you might want to listen in or call into. Seth made the comment offhandedly that Tarot was interesting about how people interpreted Tarot, and I've not said his exact words, but I told him that I've often said that I could have 50 readers in the same room, give them exactly the same layout, and they would interpret it differently, but there would be a thread of similarity through every one of them because of the face value of the cards. And the difference comes from what level you're working on psychically, because I'm one of those readers that believes that to read the cards is not enough. To read the cards is only half of a reading. The whole thing is to use your psychic abilities and your intuitive abilities to listen to what Spirit has to say to help that person that you're reading for, whether it's you, which is very hard to do, or whether it's for what we call a quorant or a client, a customer, that comes to us for some sort of insight. So it's important, and I've known readers that declare, I only read the face value of the cards. I read by the book. And they're very good because the cards won't lie. They can be misinterpreted, but they won't lie. And then you open yourself up and you get other information for that person, for that quorant. So it's 50-50, if not a little bit more. The way I use the cards is to keep me on focus, especially if I'm having to do a lot of readings in a short period of time, like at a psychic fair. While we're on that subject, the psychic fair is in Austin, Texas this weekend at the Radisson Hotel North. That is 6000 Middle Fiskville, Fiskville Road here in Austin, Texas. And if you don't know where that is, you can call for directions 451-5757 both days, Saturday and Sunday. Open at 10, lectures all day, Saturday and Sunday, usually start about 11 for the lectures, and they can be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. And You know, I think it's $6 or $7 to get in, but I'm not sure. I do know that if you go on Saturday and you think you might come back on Sunday and you sign out, Sunday's free for you. They keep a list. So, and you can come and go all day long if you need to. They do stamp you with one of those little happy face things or something similar. So it's, no, I don't know how much it costs to get kids in. I don't have a clue. All the lectures are free. And once you're in, you can stay all day and do everything. There are a lot of readers and vendors, fun and silly things to do. Get aura readings and just about every kind of tool you could probably be interested in. I always encourage people to get two or three readings using different methods. That way, if they hear the same thing more than once, that's what they really, really, really need to pay attention to. Okay, we're going to talk some more tonight about the number eight, since this is the eighth month in of August. Eight is the number of new energy and, of course, new cycles and beginnings. It's right there next to the nine, which is completion. But the eight leads us into that new cycle. It's a gentle transition. It's a form of evolution rather than a signal for sharp, sharp changes like the nine is. The nine is often, okay, we're done. We're done, we're done. Now we're going to go start something else. It's the number of infinity, and you'll see the little infinity sign turned on its side. The number eight turned on its side becomes the infinity. It talks about continual growth and receiving positive karma. Progress, rejuvenation, and justice are great keywords for the number eight. Overall, so whether you're looking at the pentacles or the cups or the swords, it doesn't matter. You keep those things in mind when you're looking at the eight of something. And reversed, the courants willing to acknowledge, even if they do not understand why this has been a very difficult karmic time, at least they're willing to look at that it did happen, that they did play a part in it, and oftentimes they'll be willing to do the therapy, to do the medical work, to do the soul searching, to admit something, that they had a part in it. Even if that part is they let it happen, you know, it's hard to look at that when you say, well, my husband or my wife was an alcoholic, or I got fired, or I did everything I knew to do. But your part in it was staying there. Your part in it was feeding the situation in some way while you were trying to make it better. We have to know when to back off. So there was karma involved there. We look at the other cards and see if there's any information that can be shared with your courant so that they can better understand what lessons the universe has been teaching them. That's if the card is in reverse and eight is in reverse, whether it's emotional, financial, doesn't matter. But so you're looking at the number eight as new energy and a new cycle of beginning. I'm going to look at each one of the cards tonight and talk a little bit about why that eight, how that eight affects the different suits. I'm going to start with the eight of cups. So for you folks out there that that have a deck or you have knowledge of the deck, give me a call in. I would love to talk about it and get your views on it, just like Seth says. There's so many differences in interpretation. For me, this page, the Eight of Cups, this is what I wrote about the Eight of Cups. The being that's walking away in red walks away from emotions, not looking back. The cups are lined up behind him with his back to the cup. He's got a staff in his hand, and he's walking on. He's aware that this is a journey unlike any other that he's ever attempted. Now, he's attempting a new thing. This is one that's spiritually based. Red is the color of passion. He's got has a passion to accomplish it. The intent is to learn all he can as quickly as he can. He has not yet learned that we cannot hurry the universal time clock. But there's a sense of devotion that goes on with this emotion, with the Eight of Cups. The closed eyes on the moon face says he's willing to go inwards for direction. The quarter moon, which is the little subconscious part, gives support when needed. He walks on solid ground with the aid of a staff. He has all that he needs to accomplish his goals. He's traveling very lightly. I love the red coat. To me, the red is the kick in the butt color. Let's go. Let's get it done. This card can also mean a journey of a physical nature, such as going to a distant place to learn about spirituality. Relationships, things like that, that we need to be cautious of. In reverse, again, keeping in mind what the eights mean, in reverse, In reverse, we have there are obstacles in his way. There are obstacles in his way of the journey or the learning process. Sometimes the mentor is not there. Sometimes the conference didn't make. Sometimes there are difficulties getting there. Sometimes we can't think straight. Maybe our health gets in the way. If together with a card such as Two of Cups in reverse, it can mean the journey is postponed because of illness. Remember, the Two of Cups are two people offering each other a cup, but there's also the little medical sign in the middle of it. In reverse, this card can mean depression or lack of faith in the knowledge gained so far. Lack of confidence in self. On the other hand, this is a message of joy and encouragement to keep moving forward towards an important goal. This card would have been a part of my life over the last 3 months because since April, I have... I also do real estate, which you guys, some of you folks may or may not know. I took May, June, and July to complete a project that I knew that if I didn't stop everything else, it probably wouldn't get done. So I walked away from, not walked away from, but took a break from starting new business in my real estate industry and forwarded it to my partner, Marcia, referred everything to her, and I worked on my kit. I worked on some website. I worked on other things that absolutely had to be done, I felt had to be done. So the Eight of Cups would have shown up probably in a reading for me with that intent because I didn't turn my back on things, but yet I did. Now, I knew... Part of this is he has not yet learned that we cannot hurry the universal time clock. That's true, but I had a focus, and I knew that I wasn't hurrying the clock. I was trying to complete. I felt like I was not being productive. I felt like I was wasting universal time, so to speak. So if I was going to get that accomplished, I needed to dedicate and to be passionate about what I needed to do. Let's look at the swords. The Eight of Swords. Ah, the prison card. She stands strong and peaceful. Now, what kind of prison has she made for herself? And I think that's important that we always ask that. Was it a faulty decision? Was it a decision that we knew would be difficult, but we knew that we or felt like we didn't have any other answer? And sometimes we do get ourselves in those situations where there is only one answer. And we may not like it, but for the time being, that's the way it is. Is she in a bad relationship, a lousy job? Is she caught in a situation where she has to be a caretaker for someone for a lengthy period of time and there's just simply no one else? Maybe she's depressed and doesn't know how to get out of it. Maybe she's afraid to make positive changes in her life. You know, some people are afraid of that. Some people are, oh, my God, if things are good, then what am I going to do? Then what am I going to gripe about? That kind of thing. So we have to look closer at the bindings. Look at the card itself. Look at the bindings. They're loose. It looks like she could just wiggle right out of them. Her blindfold is even loose. She can probably see out from that blindfold. And if she wanted to see something clear, she probably could. She already has one foot on land and one in the water. Now, water, of course, represents our spirituality. The solid land base represents the stability that's available. And it also implies balance. She just needs to have the courage to take action to break loose. In the meantime, she'll be at the mercy of other people's whims. This is also called the prison card for a reason. This card can mean someone is in jail, what we think of as the police picking us up and putting us in jail. Look around for the justice card and see if the justice card or some other card implies that there's a legal issue. If the hermit card may show up, I like it when the hermit card shows up, especially with the Eight of Swords, because it tells us that she's bound spiritually. This image, this person is bound spiritually and is afraid to move forward. But yet the hermit card is there to give support and direction because the hermit card always has a light on the path. There's always an object. an objective way of getting things done. If the Tower card shows up, we know that she has either emotional or mental problems, and especially if the Devil card is there. If the Hierophant card is there, he tells us about her intimate relationships. No matter the reason, she's one very, very frightened person, so he or she. And that represents the Eight of Swords. Now, the Eight is also the infinity number. So is she going to be, he or she, going to be constantly caught in this situation? What are they going to do about breaking that figure eight and getting out of that eight? In reverse, there's a major confusion and lack of confidence, even jealousy surrounding this person. Who's in control of their life? It's like this person is under somebody's thumb. Now, some people say, well, why can't they just leave? Well, talk to a therapist about that one. I'm not a therapist, but there are a lot of reasons why people won't leave a situation, whether it's a job or a relationship of any kind. Aren't they afraid? Aren't they tired of it? Don't they need to live another kind of life? Yes. And those are all soul-searching things. Looking back at the card, one sword is removed. She already has, he or she already has some way of making that change. They already have options. Maybe someone has offered to give them money to make the change or offered to come pick them up and help them pack, you know, whatever. Or has tried in other ways, if they're a caretaker, to make sure that there's that person that your quarantine is taking care of. A lot of reasons, a lot of things that, of all of the cards, of all of the eights, this one is the one that is probably the most not confusing, but the most complicated, because there are so many questions about why you would let yourself be imprisoned, why you would create that. Now, if this comes up for a prison, someone who is truly in prison, getting ready to go, or if it's in reverse, sometimes it says, we're out, we're done, now what? Then you look at why that person or how that person can prevent ever getting back there. Okay, and remember, swords are two-edged, dull side, sharp side. How are we going to use our attitude? How are we going to use our brain? How are we going to think around those circumstances? How are we going to? And I know that swords are not supposed to have an emotional base and that cups are not supposed to have any mental attitude, but I have found in the years that I've been reading that that's almost impossible to separate the two. The base can be standard, and you could be cutthroat, so to speak, but there's still an overlapping depending on other cards that are in your reading. You've got the Eight of Pentacles. Pentacles, of course, represent money. Doesn't matter where it comes from. You can be a trust fund baby, or you can be working three jobs, or you can be doing any number of things that bring instability. You can be trading your time for a room and board. It doesn't matter. It's money value. If you can sell a car, that's money you're getting, that sort of thing. It's called a craft card. It implies that a very creative person is willing to work with their craft to make money. Whatever the craft is, you can be an engineer, you can be a singer, it doesn't matter. The word craft covers all areas of, or rather the word create covers all areas of life. It's not restricted just to artists and musicians, actors, and so forth. There are those that are very creative in all walks of life, even engineering, medical profession. We don't think of them as being creative, but look at our world. Concrete was once just an idea. Somebody had to create the making and developing the methods to use it. So that's creative within its own right. The Eight of Pentacles tells us that this person may be in the beginning of a potentially successful career. It does appear for those that are trying to make a career out of a hobby or an interest. And you know what they say, do what you love and you'll end up doing well. Even if you don't succeed, try again, you know, those old sayings. But doing what you love and finding a way to get it to pay you is such a gift. The Eight of Pentacles, another side of the meaning is a description of someone involved in the old world of Wicca, W-I-C-C-A, because it is a craft card. And before you get into making judgments about the word Wiccan, Wicca or practitioners of Wicca, please do some investigating, because there's the dark side and the light side of witchcraft. That's why the word craft on this card makes people tingle, I think, a little bit. But please consider that Wicca or witchcraft is the oldest known religion in the world. It predates organized religion as we know it today. And over the years, Wicca has become the description for those that practice white magic. Witchcraft is a monocle for the dark side of magic. So don't confuse the two with craft. They both practice a craft. With all of that said, look at the surrounding cards and you'll see what the complete message is. This person works hard to maintain inner and outer peace. They want their world to be peaceful and in order. They sometimes border on being an alcoholic, because you look at him sitting on the bench and he's just working his little heart out. He's got that money lined up there. And if you look behind him, he's got what looks like a nice village behind him, and he's dressed nicely. So his efforts pay off. Reversed, what is this person not willing to do for the greater good of a given situation? The tricky question, are they lazy? Maybe they're not ready. Maybe they don't feel like they're educated. Maybe they don't feel like they have developed their talents to their full potential, and they're not willing to try to sell that flower arrangement or that piece of work or do that interview until they're better, quote-unquote, prepared. Have to be very careful that that kind of attitude does not continue on and on and on and on and on again, and they don't ever really get where they need to go. It's just it's an encouragement that shows up. It's an encouragement either for your person that you're reading for or for them to share with somebody else that, yes, they are ready. Let's go. I'll go with you. I'll support you. They could be using their talents in a negative way, such as a charmer who takes advantage of people, an artist that's a forger. Look for the cheating cards in the rest of the deck to see what else is going on with them. The illusion card, the devil card are some. Be careful of putting effort into a venture that's not worth the time and money. That's a single sentence all by its own, but it's important. Be careful of putting effort into a venture that is not worth the time and money if the Eight of Pentacles shows up in reverse. There again, keeping in mind that the Eight is the infinity sign on its side. So with all of these suits, typically you have to be very careful about what you're starting, that you don't get caught in a loop, a mental loop, an emotional loop, a physical loop, a financial loop that you can't get out of, or that is extremely difficult to get out of, that you walk into a situation you can't alter without great effort. Okay, that's the Eight of Pentacles. I love the next one, the Nine of Pentacles is the Lady of Luxury card. All that hard work pays off. If you study your suits, aces through the end, you'll see that they do indeed tell a story. Oops, hello? I heard a lot of beeping there. I hope we're still on. The Eight of Wands, the number eight is the number of progress, rejuvenation, and injustice. This card says it's your turn to shine. I've also looked at this card as things happening fast. Now, you may not find that description in other books, but when this card comes up, typically it's things are going to happen right away. You may have waited for 3 or 4 years to make something happen, but boom, here it is. So this is good. You have to be very careful when these cards come up not to make hasty decisions and implement them all at the same time without having given everything great consideration, even though you've planned and you've studied and you've worked hard, and boom, the chance is here now, and they want your answer by tomorrow at sundown. You still have to be very careful not to be backed in a corner. Who are you satisfying? Are you letting them take advantage of you, or is this really your dream thing happening, job or whatever? So it's really important to get all of the facts before you commit. You have to make sure that the facts are facts and they're not just rumored little tidbits, that you've got the whole story. It's another card that can speak for all of the suits. So look around the layout to see what area and other pieces of information that you can share with the quorant about this circumstance. Wands represent how you earn your income, how you pay your bills. like I said before, you could be a trust fund baby, you could have five jobs. This is the work that you do for it. And it's important that you, this card will come up, the Eight of Wands will come up sometimes with the Ace of Wands for an offer of a new job position or a new opportunity to earn a living in a different way. And especially if it comes up with the Ace of Pentacles, you've got newness, especially with the Fool card, which is new people, new places, and new things. So the Eight of Wands is, hold on, things are happening fast. It is rejuvenation. This card will also come up for representing businesses that are situations that have been slacking or lacking off with something, or situations that have been a little on the downside, and boom, this is something wonderful is happening here. It can also mean a physical move, especially to the country, since the wands are a country-like setting, since the wands are represent country. It's encouraging, regardless, encourage your people to think about how these changes will affect their business and their checkbook. If this card is viewed as a personality card, and all of them can be, keeping that in mind, it can draw attention to someone who's not emotionally or mentally healthy that the coin is involved with, because somebody that's moving fast all the time, not making good decisions. Look for the Tower card in a reverse position, the Devil card, the Two of Cups in reverse, or any of the Strife cards, some the Sword cards. As a reader, you can always give them insight into areas that the coin needs to be aware of so that they can make better decisions concerning the negative players. Now, with that said, I'll get into a little bit of ethics here. You can't make decisions for them. You can't, in my opinion, and it is my opinion only, it's not our jobs as a reader to tell them how to live their lives. We give them information. That's why I record my readings and give them the tape, because I will say on the tape, I can't make that decision for you, but here, use this information. Well, do you think it would be better to do this or do that? I don't know. I don't live your life. Here's the information. So, giving insight, very important. In reverse, business is slowing down but stabilizing. That's important. Slowing down but stabilizing. And an encouragement to take time with the transitions, with contracts, with suggestions that people have made. I find that this card often comes up for those important changes in one's life, especially with the Aces. It comes up for possible moves, job changes, emotional changes in one's life, sometimes for the better, sometimes for not. Sometimes they face a difficult time. So you have to look at all of the cards around your eight. And again, this is a card, keeping in mind, that is that infinity. What are they getting themselves involved in that they can't unloop, break that eight figure? Okay, we have gone through the cups. Did we go through the cups? Did we do the cups? I don't think we did the cups. Oh, I think we did. Hang on a second. Let me go back over here. I should have checked them off as they went through them. Yes, we did. We did the Eight of Cups, we did the Pentacles, we did the Swords, and we did the Wands. So let's look at the Major Arcana card for the figure eight. Of course, the Major Arcana cards, actually keep in mind now that the zero is the Fool, and that is the zero. So actually the number one card is the Magician. So we move on to the Strength card. And we talked about the Strength card, I think, the first week of August, because I was being spoiled since this is my birthday month. But we'll go over it again, because she has the infinity over her head. So it's a wonderful reminder of that loop that gets started. She is Leo, ruled by the sun. She's intelligence of all spiritual activity. She's yellow, which is lots and lots of good energy around her. She's e-natural. She takes care of your digestive system, your small intestines, your taste buds, your back, your heart, your backbone, your spine and spinal column. She's a gentle-looking maiden dressed in white with new growth, a garland around her waist and her head. You really can't say whether she's opening or closing that lion's mouth, but it's nice to know that she has the strength to do that, either one of those. She shows a willingness to deal with any situation, no matter what the potential fallout. She's trying always to bring peace to any situation. It's a master number, so that energy is being applied here. The sun can be harsh or it can be healing, so what is the message here? Is there faith or fear to deal with? Where's the balance that the maiden needs? She's putting mighty determination to work as she handles her challenges. Reversed, a lack of physical or spiritual strength, faith or determination. She can also speak of mental and physical illness for the Courant or someone close to them, and you need to look around for the rest of the cards to see if there's maybe a physical description of someone in her life that or their life that might need help, and maybe they're not even aware of it. It typically does not address emotional issues, just like divorces and things like that, but I have seen it show up for what's happening with the person's physical being because of their emotional upheaval. In reverse, like I said, lack of physical. The next card is the Hermit, which is the number 9, and that's wonderful to know that regardless of what you're going through with your difficulties, with the strength card that represents whatever your difficulties are or potential difficulties, depending on where it falls in your layout, the Hermit card energy is right behind it, giving you that stability and major change. Okay, I haven't heard the phone call go off. I would love to visit with somebody tonight. We have about 20 minutes. The phone numbers in the U.S. are 1-877-270-8714, and in Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Give me a call. Would love to have your questions. I love doing free readings for people. This is a great time to do free readings, folks. Bring it on. I would love to hear it. What I was reading from and speaking from was the book that I've put together as part of a kit that I'm putting together as an instructional kit to help people teach or learn the tarot. And I'm proud to say there's not anything like it on the market, so we're getting it together. That's part of why I took off in May and June and July was to complete it. I figured if I didn't just dedicate myself to doing it, it wasn't going to get done. That working one weekend and then not touching it for 3 months and that kind of stuff just wasn't kicking it. Plus, I was teaching three different classes at the same time, and I had some really good feedback on what I was doing from the participants in the classes. So that was kind of cool. And one thing that we did do last 2 weeks ago, I started doing, and we'll probably do one or two a year. It's called the Next Generation Fair, and they're readers that are sponsored by teachers or mentors, people that have been mentored by somebody for a long period of time, but they've never done professional work and never done a psychic fair. And I'm going to limit it to like 12 readers. We had 10 this time. We could have had two more, and we would have been fine. And a couple of vendors just to keep the people who are waiting company and something pretty to look at. No lectures. It's real simple, real simple. The readers can't charge you any money, but you can tip them. Some recorded, some did not. It cost a whopping dollar to get in the door. That helped pay for the room and a little bit of advertising. And we had, I'd say, probably 80 to 100 people there. Kept the readers busy. It was a lot of fun. Gotten a lot of good feedback on it. It helps the new readers, new quote-unquote, get confidence in what they're doing. It's hard to do psychic fairs. You sit down and you read all day long, every 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes for somebody very new. So someone who's never done that, it's a little bit scary. So this is like a practice fair, and they're going to be allowed to do two and encouraged to do readings for the public in between. And then when they feel like they're ready, they can apply to doing a larger fair where they're playing with the big boys and girls. That's a term that the readers gave the fair that another lady produces, Latrell Maples produces our fairs locally, and they said that they would practice here and go on and do the big girl fairs. But we do have guys that do the fairs too. So, but everybody, I'm sure, out there gets the gist. It's a place to practice. It's a place to have fun where you're not pressured. Professional readers, sometimes their mentors, were there in the afternoon especially, and we were there from 10 o'clock until 7 and walk around the room and give any assistance that may be needed, gives them a chance to set up a table, get a feel of what a fair is like. And but with only 10 there, when you can have 30 at a fair, that's a lot, and that can be a lot of pressure. So it was a fun thing to do, and if any of you happen to have been there, I thank you for your participation, and we're going to do another one probably in April or May of next year. I don't have any plans for doing any the rest of this year. I haven't heard the phone ring, folks. I'm getting lonesome here. Would love to do a reading for someone out there tonight, or three or four or five. We have now about 15 minutes before Seth will whisper sweet nothings in my ear and tell me that I have to sign off. I just love that word, Seth. Seth is so perfect to be working with all of this metaphysical stuff, and his name is Seth. I just love it. For you folks that live in New York, I have a very good friend that lives in Bay Ridge, and she called me this evening and said, I'm okay, nothing happened to me. I didn't know that there were three tornadoes had hit you folks in New York. I haven't heard of any deaths. I went on the Internet immediately and saw that there was a lot of damage. Austin, Texas is not really in Tornado Alley, but we're real close to. Tornadoes are not a big deal for us here in Texas. It's part of how we live. But for you New Yorkers, my sympathies are with you. It seems like you've had your share over the last years. For you folks that have never seen a tornado, I'm sure that was a nasty surprise. I understand that it wasn't expected to be so damaging. I just went on the Internet, and it looked like she said that two blocks away from her house, a roof collapsed. She's in a lovely townhouse, right, very close to the water. There are 10 blocks of very, very old townhouses, and she's in one of them. So my heart goes out to you folks. Call me and tell me what it was like. If you're on the Internet at all right now, you're probably digging yourself out of or helping to take care of your neighborhood. It sure looked like the neighborhoods were torn up. I'm glad it wasn't any worse than what did go through Bay Ridge at the time. Don't forget, we've got the Psychic Fair this weekend. Hope you can make it. You can find information on my site. We do have a little bit more on my site for you folks that are keeping up with this progress. Pam tells me that we're getting closer every day. She's just coding as fast as she can code, bless her heart. www.Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Ireland, just like the country, psychic.com, Elaine Ireland, psychic.com, and you can email me at Elaine@ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. I think she's got the email part back up again. I have not checked in the last 48 hours. But you can reach me through that. And she's really hoping to have the site completely redone and back together again by the end of the month. It's going to be even better than it was, stronger, and hopefully as impregnable as it can possibly be, considering what happened and how the reason we had to tear it down. And thank you for being so patient. I am still receiving calls for people to do readings for them that they got my number off of the Internet. So there's enough on the Internet to at least to reach me. The Psychic Fair this weekend is at the Radisson Hotel North behind Hyla Mall. Come on out. Would love to see you. Love to meet you face-to-face. And I would love to do a couple of readings before we sign off tonight. We don't have a guest yet for next week, but I'm working on it. William Lammy, if you're out there listening, I want you on the show. I do. So call me. I've left several messages for you. There are several people that I had hoped to have on in August, and it seems like their vacations or changes happened in their lives, and it just isn't possible. But we will have them on. We'll have a Tarot Celebration Month again. We can extend this birthday thing out forever, folks. You know that. We have about 10 minutes left before Seth is going to tell me I have to go away. So call in and let me do a reading for you. Okay. There for a minute I thought I heard him go beep beep, but he didn't. Let's see, what else can we talk about tonight? We've talked about different interpretations of the cards, the number 8. We talked about the individual meanings and into the major arcana cards, the Psi Fair this weekend, my website. I haven't asked myself a question. I know that just thrills you guys when we ask these questions. I'm being silly. Yes, I am. I'm being silly. These are questions that I like to ask guests. What would you have talked? If you could have talked the moment you were born, what would you have said? Wow. My eyes fell on that when it happens to be number 2 on the list. If I could have talked. Well, I'm told that I came out laughing, that I didn't scream, that when they popped me on my little hiney, I laughed. Now, that's kind of scary, isn't it, folks, that I would come out laughing. And everybody thought that I would have this great sense of humor and probably be a comedian. Of course, women didn't do comedy then. Only vaudevillian women did comedy. Respectable women, and I'm being sarcastic. I love vaudeville. They were just so brassy and so fun. So what would I have said? I don't think I would have told a joke, but since I came out laughing, I probably would have tried to get someone to laugh with me. I understand that everybody in the operating room, the delivery room, stopped what they were doing, thinking that another adult had imitated the baby cry into a laughter, and when they realized that it was me laughing, that they laughed as well. No wonder I don't have a nickname like Giggles or something. So I don't know what I would have said. I laughed. I think that's pretty important. What would I have said? Glad to be here? Because I am. That's not very revolutionary, is it? But it's true. I came out laughing, so I must have been glad. I wonder if it was a nervous laugh. Nobody has said that. But I probably would have said, thanks a lot, Doc. Glad I got here in one piece. Thus far, what is the proudest moment of my life? Proudest moment. Well, you know, the standards. How well my kids are doing. My personal accomplishments in having created and sold businesses that were successful. Mostly working with spiritual growth. I'm really proud, if that's the right word, of being on the path that I'm on and meeting the wonderful people that allows me to meet and dealing with the public in a way that is helpful and positive and finding this particular radio station and being able to do the work that this station allows us to do is I'm really proud to be associated with it. They do, the people on the station, the host and hostesses on the station do some really good work for the public, and I really encourage you to check the schedules and see what catches your eye and then join them and participate in some way and call in since you're not calling me, and maybe you'll get brave enough someday to call me and visit with me. I know people are out there because I get emails, so I would love to hear you and hear your voices. The last 2 weeks, no one has called in, so I'm getting lonesome. So that would be my proudest so far, because the question is, thus far, what is the proudest moment of your life? I'm not even going to go for what book would you have written. I haven't read every book in the world, and I'm an English major. Can you believe that? I have a degree in English. If I could be anyone in history, I haven't read all of the wonderful books. I still have boxes of classics that I need to read that I didn't get to. I didn't even get to take a Dante class. So that is that's something that's on my list of things to do before I die. Everybody needs a list of things to do. Everybody needs a list. And I'm not talking about our January the 1st, what do they call that list of things that you say you're going to do and you never do. This is a well-thought-out, soulful list of someday I would like to do so-and-so. And you check in about every 4 or 5 months. It's amazing how powerful the written word can be. I have a bulletin board in my office, $7 bulletin board from Target, Texas, Target. And I have pictures on it, and I have words on it. I have thoughts. I have jokes. I have funny little cartoons. I have reminders. But it all has a goal. It all has a thread of that's where I'm going to be. That's what's going to happen someday. And I don't like the word someday because it puts it way too far out. So if you think of it in terms of that's what's going to happen, that's who I'm going to meet, that's what I'm going to do, and every time you see it, it's not, yeah, that's a dream. That's a someday thing. It's an absolute. Now, there are 3 countries on my bulletin board. I am going to them. Not necessarily in the order that they are written, but I will go. So you have that definite attitude that's behind it. So writing out your list of things that you're going to do and stick them someplace where you can see it. I have a friend that once she gets focused on something like a new car or when she remodeled her house, sticky notes were everywhere. It was one of the first things that she saw when she got up in the morning, all over her house, in her car. She even taped it to the steering wheel of her car. So you have to get really focused on some things. So the next accomplishment is important. That's important. Even if it has something to do with reading the books that you've never written, that you've never had a chance to read before. Okay, we've only got 3 minutes, guys. By my watch, it's 9:17 Central Standard Time, and Seth is going to whisper in my ear in 3 to 5 minutes and tell me I have to go away. So call in. We don't have much time. Let's see. I'm still working on the iPod uploads. That's happening. The archives, I understand, from BBS are being gathered for bbsradio.com. They're still working on some of those. I got an email yesterday or today, I can't remember which, talking about them and saying to hold on. They're coming. I was going to read it to you, but I can't find it. So I could give you an update on when it's coming. I know they keep worrying about it. No worries, as we have all archives saved. However, all August archives will not be posted to your pages for approximately 2 days until Seth can fix them on the uploader and archiver, whatever that is. Poor Seth. They had some problems with the system, so they're having to go back. And seems to be running in the air, doesn't it? Seems to be in everybody's problem with websites these days. But these guys are wonderful. They're techno geeks, some of them, doing things with computers that I don't have the least bit of understanding. But the archives are there. So whether it's my archive or somebody else in the system that you're wanting to listen to in the past or something you want to compete with now or pick up on now, they will be there. It's just taking a little bit of time to get them loaded. So just be patient. Okay, we're about to run out of time, folks. This has been Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. The number one worldwide internet talk radio network, Don't forget to check what other shows are on bbsradio.com. It's a neat website. It's a really, really neat website. You can check out my website, piece by piece, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. Thank you for being with us this evening. Hope that you'll let me know what subjects you would like to learn about. I'll do my best to bring you experts in spite of the fact that they keep canceling and rescheduling. This is going to be an interesting fall, folks, a really interesting fall because I've had to schedule so many people for October and November. It's just been a hoot. So we'll get it done sooner or later. In the meantime, my friend David says, see you on the spiritual highway. And we will indeed do that, won't we? You just keep traveling with me and with others that you can hopefully learn from and have a giggle with every now and then, and you won't miss a thing. Meanwhile, have a great week. See you next Wednesday. Good night, world.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.